the Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for some final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. There is a story. You've got to go check out our Facebook page at Tennessee Star and at Gill Report, where Politico says that Joe Biden's propensity to kind of grope and caress young girls, and there's plenty of photographs of this taking place, is not a problem. The Democrats saying it's not a problem that creepy Uncle Joe Biden has this propensity to kind of grip and grope young girls who come within arm's reach. Well, clearly they've never been groped by Uncle Joe yet. Anyway, you'll find that story linked up at Gill Report and at Tennessee Star. You'll also find some of the other stories we're talking about at TennesseeStar.com. I mentioned just before the break that the Senate fundraising numbers are in for the first quarter of this year, January, February, March. We now know that Marsha Blackburn raised $2 million in donations just in the first quarter of this year. Phil Bredesen, her likely almost certain candidate opposing her in the fall elections in November as the Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate, has raised $1.8 million. So about $1.8 to $2 million for Marsha, so, you know, within $200,000. What's interesting, though, is that $1.4 million of Phil Bredesen's $1.8 million is his money. He loaned it to his campaign. So Phil Bredesen actually only raised $400,000 compared to Marsha Blackburn raising $2 million. Now, again, we've seen all these hyperventilating articles that Marsha's in trouble, that the Republicans are in trouble, and that there's this blue wave building. Well, apparently the blue wave, at least for Phil Bredesen, in terms of national and state donations, is not reflected in people willing to write a check to move the blue wave forward. Now, Phil Bredesen loaning his campaign $1.4 million is because he said just last month he wasn't planning to contribute to his campaign, but might loan money to the campaign to help it get started and help move it ahead. So he puts $1.4 million loaned into his campaign, but only raised $400,000 from other people. Marsha Blackburn raised $2 million. From other people, didn't make any loans, didn't make any self-contributions into her campaign. Now, again, Phil Bredesen's $1.8 million will spend just as well as Marsha's too. But where you get your money also matters. We'll talk more about that when we're back tomorrow for more of the Gill Report, brought to you by TennesseeStar.com. I'm Steve Gill, and we'll talk again tomorrow.